and welcome to episode number 258 of the LifeSpring Family Bible. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and today we come to the end of the book of Proverbs. Let's begin. Proverbs chapter 29. The one who stiffens his neck after numerous rebukes will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. When the righteous become numerous, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people groan. The man who loves wisdom brings joy to his father, but whoever associates with prostitutes wastes his wealth. A king brings stability to a land by justice, but one who exacts tribute tears it down. The one who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his steps. In the transgression of an evil person there is a snare, but a righteous person can sing and rejoice. The righteous person cares for the real rights of the poor. The wicked does not understand such knowledge. Scornful people inflame a city, but those who are wise turn away wrath. If a wise person goes to court with a foolish person, there is no peace whether he is angry or laughs. Bloodthirsty people hate someone with integrity. As for the upright, they seek his life. A fool lets fly with all his temper, but a wise person keeps it back. If a ruler listens to lies, all his ministers will be wicked. The poor person and the oppressor have this in common. The Lord gives light to the eyes of them both. If a king judges the poor in truth, his throne will be established forever. A rod and reproof impart wisdom, but a child who is unrestrained brings shame to his mother. When the wicked increase, transgression increases, but the righteous will see their downfall. Discipline your child and he will give you rest. He will bring you happiness. When there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint, but the one who keeps the law, blessed is he. A servant cannot be corrected by words, for although he understands, there is no answer. Do you see someone who is hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him. If someone pampers his servant from youth, he will be a weakling in the end. An angry person stirs up dissension, and a wrathful person is abounding in transgression. A person's pride will bring him low, but one who has a lowly spirit will gain honor. Whoever shares with a thief in his own enemy, he hears the oath to testify but does not talk. The fear of people becomes a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord will be set on high. Many people seek the face of a ruler, but it is from the Lord that one receives justice. An unjust person is an abomination to the righteous, and the one who lives an upright life is an abomination to the wicked. Proverbs chapter 30. The words of Agur, son of Jakeh, an oracle. This man says to Ithiel and to Ucal, "Surely I am more brutish than any other human being, and I do not have human understanding. I have not learned wisdom, nor do I have knowledge of the Holy One. Who has ascended into heaven and then descended? Who has gathered up the winds in his fists? Who has bound up the waters in his cloak? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name and what is his son's name, if you know? Every word of God is purified. He is like a shield for those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words, lest he reprove you and prove you to be a liar. Two things I ask from you. Do not refuse me before I die. Remove falsehood and lies far from me. Do not give me poverty or riches. Feed me with my allotted portion of bread, lest I become satisfied and act deceptively and say, 'Who is the Lord?' Or lest I become poor and steal and demean the name of my God. Do not slander a servant to his master, lest he curse you and you are found guilty. There is a generation who curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers. There is a generation who are pure in their own eyes and yet are not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation whose eyes are so lofty and whose eyelids are lifted up disdainfully. There is a generation whose teeth are like swords and whose molars are like knives to devour the poor from the earth and the needy from among the human race. The leech has two daughters, give, give. There are three things that are never satisfied, four that never say enough: the grave, the barren womb, land that is not satisfied with water, a fire that never says enough. The eye that mocks at a father and despises obeying a mother, the ravens of the valley will peck it out and the young vultures will eat it. There are three things that are too wonderful for me, four that I do not understand: the way of an eagle in the sky, the way of a snake on a rock, the way of a ship in the sea, and the way of a man with a woman. This is the way of an adulterous woman. She eats and wipes her mouth and says, I have not done wrong. Under three things the earth trembles, and under four things it cannot bear up. Under a servant who becomes a king, under a fool who is stuffed with food, under an unloved woman who is married, and under a female servant who dispossesses her mistress. There are four things on earth that are small, but they are exceedingly wise. Ants are creatures with little strength, but they prepare their food in the summer. Rock badgers are creatures with little power, but they make their homes in the crags. Locusts have no king, but they all go forward by ranks. A lizard you can catch with the hand, but it gets into the palaces of the king. There are three things that are magnificent in their step, four things that move about magnificently. A lion, mightiest of the beasts, who does not retreat from anything, a strutting rooster, a male goat, and a king with his army around him. If you have done foolishly by exalting yourself, or if you have planned evil, put your hand over your mouth. For as the churning of milk produces butter, and as punching the nose produces blood, so stirring up anger produces strife. Proverbs chapter 31. The words of King Lemuel, an oracle that his mother taught him. O my son, O son of my womb, O son of my vows, do not give your strength to women, nor your ways to that which ruins kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, or for rulers to crave strong drink, lest they drink and forget what is decreed, and remove from all the poor their legal rights. Give strong drink to the one who is perishing, and wine to those who are bitterly distressed. Let them drink and forget their poverty, and remember their misery no more. Open your mouth on behalf of those unable to speak, for the legal rights of all the dying. Open your mouth, judge in righteousness, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Who can find a wife of noble character? For her value is far more than rubies. The heart of her husband has confidence in her, and he has no lack of gain. She brings him good and not evil all the days of her life. She obtains wool and flax, and she is pleased to work with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also gets up while it is still night and provides food for her household and a portion to her female servants. She considers a field and buys it. From her own income, she plants a vineyard. She begins her work vigorously, and she strengthens her arms. She knows that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out in the night. Her hands take hold of the distaff, and her hands grasp the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor and reaches out her hand to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all of her household are clothed with scarlet. She makes for herself coverlets. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is well known in the city gate when he sits with the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and honor, and she can laugh at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and loving instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also praises her. Many daughters have done valiantly, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord will be praised. Give her credit for what she has accomplished, and let her works praise her in the city gates. And so we come to the end of Proverbs. The teaching here has been rich, and one can spend a great deal of time meditating on these verses. Tomorrow we'll read the book of Colossians, and following that we'll start the book of Ecclesiastes. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.